Good afternoon, Rabbi Isai. Today's afternoon share is a follow-up to the second share which took place at the end of last week. It's a number of questions concerning various aspects of Pesach preparations, and I wanted to address them. Normally, those that attend my share will know I recommend changing the aerator in the sink, but because of the fact that many stores are closed, it was very difficult to go to an aerator, and also maybe dangerous to go to such a place because of the concern for infection, that don't change the aerator. So if you don't have one already, don't change it. Just splash it with hot water, and it's kosher in the basin. The question is, if I don't have a place to burn the chametz, a person that has a private house can go out in the backyard, in the alley perhaps, and he should burn it by himself. Group should not form to do beer chametz this year. But a person that's not in a situation, lives in an apartment, who really doesn't have a place to do the beer chametz, and he usually does it in a communal fashion, what should he do this year? The best option for him is to flush it down the toilet. Everyone agrees that that accomplishes the beer chametz. Do I have to line the fridge shelves, the refrigerator shelves, after I wash it out? And the answer is, if you typically put hot pots there, then you have to line the shelves. If you don't typically put hot pots there, there is no necessity to line the shelves. Also, whatever is attached to the sink on the bottom, you can pour hot water into it and kosher it, but if there's a removable stopper, the stopper should be removed. Can you wash tablecloths in Chol HaMoed? No, you may not. What about dish towels? Also not. Can you kosher a serrated knife? Yes, you may kosher a serrated knife. Does a non-self-cleaf oven have to not be used for 24 hours before koshering? Any time that you use burning as the method for koshering, there's no necessity for a 24-hour waiting period. How do you kosher the underside of the sink spout? You hold the kettle under it and you splash up with hot water, and it's kosher. As of right now, I only have machine knots, a sadar branch, we're on the Ace Katsira. How much effort should I put into try to obtain hand knots? Don't put yourself in any situations where you're going to stores and places that you don't need to go for that reason. If you're able to have someone buy it for you, if they're able to find it, be able to have a friend that will give you a few matzahs, and you normally mahadir and have hand matzahs, you should, and if not, many daily Olam, including Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, would not touch the hand matzahs, and they would only, in fact, use machine matzahs. It's the minhag of Rishon LePrushim, so if that's what you have available for this year, you certainly yetzei the mitzvah. I was wondering what the halacha would be regarding cleaning cars this year, if it would be any different than normal, and the answer is yes. Don't go to a gas station to do it. There's no necessity to have the vacuums. Just brush out on the seats, brush out what's readily under the seats, the trunk, and it's kosher Pesach. The CRC list has these fancy Colgate toothpastes as permissible. Can we use the original Total Colgate? If that's what you have available, certainly yes, you can. How to kosher a non-stainless steel kitchen for, such as a pull-out spout, non-removable aerator, any parts of the sink which cannot be removed, just pour hot water over them and it'll be kosher for Pesach. Do I have to move the couch this year? If you typically, normally you should move the couch. Does one need to clean between the couch and the cushions? And the answer is yes. Are the Triad Bouquet flavored vintage seltzer acceptable this year? Yes, I give my recommendation to them. If the drain cover on my sink is metal or plastic, does it mean that it's not possible to kosher for Pesach? No, you pour hot water on it and kosher for Pesach. Can we use dish towels we use during the year if we wash them in the washing machine with hot water and soap? And the answer is you may use them if there are no stains left on the dish towels. if you back, how far up the backsplash behind the oven should you go? The answer is you should cover the entire backsplash. How much do you need to clean the dining room table prior to covering? Minimally. Remember, it's going to be covered, so just see that there's no real chametz behind there, and then cover it. You don't have to go any extensively methods to clean it. When kashing the metal faucet hose, how far out to pull it? The answer is pull it out all the way. You need to cover the glass in a break when very chametz dishes are invisible, and then just see the tie the doors shut. Vayirah does not mean you should not see chametz or chametz dikakelim. It means you should not own it. So there's nothing wrong with the glass allowing you to see the chametz dikakelim on Pesach. I lost my sense of smell from the coronavirus. This is an Pesach, what I do for the bracha on Tzomim. Shulchan Aruch says, if you can't smell, you don't make it. Should my wife make it? Obviously, yes. Is there a heter for fasting the Yisrael of the Chayim? Anyway, do you ever see him? All the Rabbanim of Paskin that a person should listen to a siyam over the telephone and be yetzi in that fashion. If I never place food on my hot plate, always cover it in foil plus cooking sheet, can I just clean it and cover it to use for Pesach? Only for a real shas of tachlich achil, it should be replaced, but if it's not possible, then put around three layers of heavy duty foil on. What is the status of pump pot urns that have a plastic outside and the metal heating element of water chamber on the inside? Is there any indication purchasing a new one? Normally, we recommend to replace the pump pots with new ones for Pesach. This year, obviously, with most of the stores selling Kalem closed, it may not be possible. If it is not possible, then you certainly can pour. Don't use it for 24 hours and then pour out water on the outside. This, I understand, is a psak also given by Rosh Hashanah Kamenetsky Shlita. Baby bottles need to be kasher for Pesach. You shouldn't kasher them, you should buy new ones. Does the cat to use the kasher the same become chametz that can be used on Pesach? It's fine, you can use it on Pesach. If you have glasses that, as far as you know, were not used, you can use them on Pesach. You stored your kettle on top of a closet, so chametz to kakela may have touched it. It's not a problem. You can still use one. Use it for Pesach. How do you know if a countertop is real granite and could be kosher with Eroy? It has to be covered. If the pattern is consistent, then it is made a composition stone and should not be kosher for Pesach. If the pattern is inconsistent, that's indicative that it is natural stone. Further questions? The Rav mentioned in the Shita Dom, the Torah, just check the large crumbs. What must be done for toys? The young children put into their mouths. If you have plastic toys that they put into their mouths, then just throw them into the bathtub with some soap, let them soak for a while, and one rinse them off, and then you're ready to go. Non-self-clean ovens in an apartment, they have to be clean, however you get them clean. Like this, there's no halacha requirement how to get them clean. They have to be clean so that they won't be chametz there for Pesach. If in a small room, an apartment is already checked already, and you found a noodle of Cheerio on the floor that a toddler brought in their clothes, you should sweep the floor again, and that would be sufficient. Obviously, the non-self-clean oven has to be kosher. You have to put it on for 2 hours at the highest heat. That was in the previous share. If the Kalem Mikveh is not open, there's no way to topple pots. Use our online Mechira at caychametz.com. The question, what are the drip pans? Are the things that hold the grates? And one should cover them for Pesach or replace them with different ones. If I have sink inserts, is there any reason to wait 24 hours before kasha? Yes, I'm not sure what the question was intended to be. I have a 5-gallon water cooler that has 2 spouts, a hot and a cold. Can I use the cold in place of yes, if it's cleared. If there will be no garbage, pick up this Erev Pesach and put out the garbage in garbage bags by the sidewalk. I'm kashering with Erev, preferably one should use a Pesach pot, or if not so readily available, a clean chometz took apart that was not used for the last 24 hours. Does one need a new broom for Pesach? No. Is there a minimum percent of alcohol for wine for the Seder? Approximately 6%. There are many wines at 5.5%. You could use that for the Seder as well. Someone that's afraid to go to stores because they want to minimize their time in stores should they sell chametz gomer. If they have such a fear, they could, but they have to go and do it. Or ask their rabbi if they have an issue of Hataras Nidor due to that particular case. Since styrofoam comes so hard to find, is it okay to use paper this year? Yes, if necessary, you can use the regular paper ones. Chicken that came from a local store before they be kosher for Pesach. If you don't have other chicken, you can, or are afraid to go out to the store to buy it, you can defrost it or rinse it off in the cold water and use it on Pesach. In general, for this year, the question is, with the absence of a lot of the help that we depend on, what should one do in terms of the cleaning? And the answer is, we should do the minimum that's necessary. This is not a time for spring cleaning. We're interested in pieces that are large enough for the person to pick them up and eat them. I'm not obligated to look at any place which could not have such a piece, and I should do a quick search for such type of pieces, and then go on. Spring cleaning should be delayed this year until the spring. Do we need a new Havdalah candle? No. We don't use anything we use around the chametz tikkah tables. If you don't have a candle, you can take two candles of your wife's candles that she uses to light for Yom Tov, or you can use matches. Some of also, we don't use the same one on Pesach. If you don't have anything else, use something like cinnamon. You need a new broom? No. Medicine, soaps, perfumes, and shampoos? Look at the statement on the CRC website, and that's my personal position. How do you cover the glass inside of the oven? You take aluminum foil and wrap it all the way around to the outside of the door. You need to clean out the oven and it has self-clean. Principally, no, but you want to make sure it's not too dirty, because otherwise it could make a fire. Do we have to move furniture? Won't we move the Pesach, desks and dressers? The answer is no. Is it necessary, possible to kosher the hood or bottom of a microwave that is on top of the stovetop? The answer is hoods and microwaves above stovetops should be covered with aluminum foil. The first thing one should do is kosher the grates before one starts koshering the bases. Our dining room chairs have removable kitchen cushions on top of the chair, and they get pretty dirty with mamoshes. One should clean them, and that's all. One doesn't have to worry about all the food that's stuck into them or in between the webbing in a wicker chair. It's not necessary. We have an immersion blender that we toggled a while ago and never used. We washed with a chametz sponge and soap that have used in Pesach without the kasha, pour out water on it. On the part that you would have washed. Items such as corkscrews or delicate and some reader filters should not be used for Pesach if they're used during the year. Plastic high chair tray should be covered. Put aluminum foil on it, the contact paper. Could I avoid fasting in advance? We can see on a Seder B'Shayas by myself at home without a minyan. And certainly can make their own Siyam. And if one doesn't have the ability to make a siyum, as I've mentioned before, there will be many siyumim available by telephone conference. If you put hot pots directly on the counter during the year, the main thing you have to do for Pesach is to cover those countertops. I have a small apartment. I don't have room to put away all the things for Pesach. Can I put them in the trunk of my car? The kalim that I'm not going to use, the answer is yes. Is there any reason to clean kitchen cabinets that will be closed up for Pesach? No, there's no reason to clean those. Just wash the outsides off. Questions about new drinking glasses, etc. Go online, cybchametz.com, and see how to sell your kelim. And this is what's being recommended by rabbanim across the country to resolve the problem that the kelim drawers are closed at this present time. May the rabbanim shalom grant that we should see Yeshua's pekorim, or able to go back again to all the full dikdik adin with all the chumras that we normally have for Pesach. May the Rabbanu Shalom grant that we should be makabel the Chag in good health and the Simcha, be able to celebrate in the schus of the Chag. May the Rabbanu Shalom bring the fullest and the surest to all of Klal Yisrael, Kol Tov, and all the best.